بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have completed Alhamdulillah the 10th para today. Well, most of the things Allah Ta'ala discussed in day is about the different battles. Most of the battles in the early days, in the beginning, the Muslims were in a minority. And they always relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trust was very strong. And all the minority in the disc were always victorious. That's what Allah Ta'ala says to them very nicely and told us to. But you must remember that you will always be victorious. But the condition He gave us, in kuntum mu'mineen, that means you must be a true mu'min. Then Allah's madad will always come to you. However, in one of the battles, they have had a good number, very good number. Very good number, and the Muslims are going out to battle. Because of the big number they were in, little bit they begin to think, hey, we are someone now. You know, the moment they begin to think that we are someone, that we are now in a better footing, immediately for a moment Allah Ta'ala put them down. Remind them that it is not your numbers. Teach them that you have to trust me and no one else. Numbers cannot do anything. But they thought now they got good horses with them, got arms and ammunition, everything more better. More. So for this little moment that Allah Ta'ala, they told them that, you know what, that this thought came in the heart that, you know, today we are in a better footing and we can win. Straight away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them. And for a very small time, short time, they were also being defeated, to show them that, and immediately they came to realize that the mistake they made, that they trusted on the numbers and they forgot to trust Allah Ta'ala. Yet in the early days, when the time of the battle were carrying on, they were always victorious because they always the heart of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says in the, that's why it shows here in this ayat, few ayat that we read today, that it shows them very clearly that this month, that remember, it's not numbers, it is a trust on me that also we must have the same thing as. We must always have, we can do everything we can do, but our trust on in Allah Ta'ala. The business that you do, whatever you have, no matter what it is not your hard work. People begin to think it's their hard work that brought our business in them. No matter what you think, it's not your business, it's Allah Ta'ala gives you. How much of trust you have in it? If you have more trust in it, yes, you will have to go through some tests also. Remember, you will always go through some tests. Everyone will go through some tests. Although we say Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, do not put us in a test, but the test comes, you must accept it and make sabr. After sabr, the return, that the outcome will be a very successful one. But you have to make sabr and have this trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one that's giving everything. Don't just sit down for one few days, you're doing some business, it went down, you sat down, shut down too. And that's a coward, you know, that's a coward. But what you do is you make sabr. Allah Ta'ala will have two things Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. One is sabr and shukr. In your life, two things, this thing will be always will revolve in these two things. One will be the sabr that will see that something against you all the time. You do not get despondent, but you become sabr, make patient, and in that patience, Allah Ta'ala brings about the success to you. Likewise, here too, make shukr. You must make shukr that remember that, that whatever work has been given to you is not yours. You must never think it's yours. Allah Ta'ala it belongs to. Then if you use it in a correct way, then you don't be extravagant the rest of it. So that's why they have been promoted. That's the meaning of shukr. Then you make shukr and sabr. So the Sahaba Ikram will just warn for the one battle that they made that one mistake and immediately they put themselves right. But remember that you must forget, you mustn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment. Then another place Allah Ta'ala says, pulling kan abaukum. Many a time a person says, you know, I don't know man, you know, I got love for my children, I got love for my properties, I got love for my wife, I got love for this. It's not right. There's no such thing as not right. If you don't have the love for them, you won't fulfill the rights. But then all Allah Ta'ala says that you can have love for your children, you can love for properties, anything. Ahabba ila Allah. It will not be more beloved than Allah Ta'ala. You know, but the meaning of more beloved than Allah Ta'ala is the time when you face with a situation. Well, like a person, I just give an example, that the time of a Fijr namaz now. In the time of Fijr namaz, Ahabba ila Allah. Now we begin to think, Nabi Karim Sallam said that child reached the age of 7, you must start in namaz. Now being a father and mother think now that because he's now 7 years old, a child Now it's very cold, or this early part of the morning, who's going to wake him up? Now there will come to you, the test is there for you there. At that moment, will you wake your child up for salah or not? If you don't wake up your child for salah, that means you failed in the muhabbat that you're saying. That you're saying you got love for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you got love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that's why the love can be there, but at the time when you face the test, then you show yourself that no, my love is there, but not more love than Allah Ta'ala or more love than Nabi Karim. Likewise, the wife also, for the children, anything. Even your businesses too, while you're busy with businesses too, where you're very, very busy, very roaring business, at that occasion too, you must know it is not me that making the business, Allah Ta'ala is sending the business to me. So now when the time comes for salah also, at that time you come to know whether you got true love for Allah Ta'ala or not, or true love for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The time comes again for salah, you now do no matter what happens, no matter how quiet you are too, and you get the best customer coming to, but the question time for salah at that time, you make sure that you spend, he is the one that gives me, I must remember him more. Straight away your love is proved at that time. Any time, in other words, when you come to know, when you come to command of Allah Ta'ala, that's why the Sahaba Ikram, we cannot compare ourselves with them, but what they have done is beyond. They actually, when the Nabi Karim made Hijrah, they left their families, they left their businesses, they left everything, they did not even worry anything. The love was of that kind. We must have that love of this kind also. That when it comes to the command of Allah, come to like a business also, when a business is khuda na kare, is being quiet. Don't use the wrong avenue to use the business. Like today we go to the banks and pay riba and all these places. Do not ever think like that. Allah must protect us from that. And when all we make dua to Allah, Allah will give barakat in it. But remember, everything, the little bit of test. Make little bit of sabr, inshallah, but do not forget Allah. I see Allah will give you so much and so much. The only thing we forget Him, He does not forget us. He will bring that in the Quran, Allah says, you can have love for your children, you can love for the property, you can have for everything, but nothing more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah SAW, jihad is sabi'illah. So Allah Ta'ala make amal of Allah, make tawfiq Allah, amal for the tawfiq. اللهم إنا نعبدك ونشكرك ونحسنك فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك صلى الله تعالى على محمد ورحمتك